Good morning, friends. It is a joy to be here today. And also, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. And especially, I would like to thank my elders who have been joining me as I was leading this Bible half hour. Today, we are going to share the Bible study or Bible reading in the book of Esther. Before we start reading, let's pray together. Redeemer God, you are holy, holy, holy. Turn to us and be gracious to us. May your light guide us to read this Bible passage this morning. And we thank you for all your blessings today. Amen. So we are going to read in the book of Esther, chapter 7, verses 3 to 6. The book of Esther, chapter 7, verses 3 to 6. And I will read first in the version of the Message. Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor in your eyes, O king, if it please the king, give me my life and give my people their lives. We've been sold and I my people to be destroyed, sold to be massacred, eliminated. If we had just been sold into slavery, I wouldn't even have brought it up. Our troubles wouldn't have been worth bothering the king over. King Xerxes explode. Who? Where is he? These monsters. An enemy, an adversary, this evil Haman," said Esther. Haman was in terror stricken before the king and the queen. Now let's read in the other version. There are some words that are a little bit different from the Message version. Then the Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor with you, your majesty, if it pleases you, grant me my life. This is my petition. And spare my people. This is my request, for I am my people have been sold to be destroyed, killed, and annihilated. If we had merely been sold as a male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king." King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, "Who is he? Where is he? The man who has dared to do such a thing. Esther said, an adversary, an enemy, this vile Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. In the scripture, Esther is characterized by her faith, concern for her people, courage, prudence in difficult times, and fear of God. And she is loyal to the Jewish people by embracing her duty to support her nation to achieve salvation rather than destruction. In the Jewish tradition, Esther is seen as an instrument of God's will to prevent the destruction of the Jews and guarantee peace for them during the exile in the reign of Xerxes King in the Persian Empire. Esther already was a queen when she heard about the danger of the destruction of her people through a royal decree. Her husband, King Xerxes, was tricked by Haman, his main minister, to order this decree. Her first reaction to it was to turn to God about this tragic situation regarding the plot to kill all the Jews. She prayed and fasted to discern how to proceed and asked her servants to support her in fasting too. Second, Queen Esther prevented the destruction of her people by wisely using the fact that her uncle Mordecai, who was a Jew, told her that she would perish together with her people since the decree was for all the Jews. So she prepared a banquet for the king and his minister Haman, where she exposed before the king the danger of being exterminated along with her people. Third, she declared to the king about the plot with the right words by saying that she and her people were sold to be destroyed, killed, and exterminated. Finally, when the king asked her who plotted to do that, Queen Esther was ready to identify and point to the enemy of the Jewish people by saying, the enemy and the adversary is this wicked Haman. The minister Haman wanted to exterminate the Jewish people and tried to manipulate the king into declaring a decree to kill all Jews who were held captive in Babylon for 70 years. King Xerxes ordered Haman to be hanged on a gallows as the ultimate justice for traitors in the Persian Empire. This Bible story in this passage really speaks to me. At the end of last year, I heard on social media about how many Bolivian families were affected by the long, severe drought. And as well, I heard about this situation on the public transport while I was traveling to my hometown in the highlands. People spoke with such sadness about their tragedy of losing their potato crops. Some of them said, "There is no rain. This weather is unusual. The seed potatoes are already dead." Others replied to them, "There will be no food. What we will do?" Now I live in the big city, La Paz, and I can afford to buy food in the stores or markets. But I felt sad that the severe drought as a result of climate change would cause the starvation of families in the highlands. In my prayers, I just talked to God about this food crisis and the suffering of the families. I prayed, "Here I am, Lord." And I trusted in God that His will be done. I am not a queen like Esther was. Perhaps she had economic resources and support from others. But Esther and I have in common that we worship the same almighty and merciful God. In January 2023, through the Friends International Bilingual Center in Bolivia, we initiated and started working on a food security project in order to help the Bolivian families in the highlands. That month, God opened the way to travel to the United States so that I could share my concern with Quakers about the ways how climate change threatened to destroy Bolivian families due to the severe drought. The night before I departed from Bolivia, I talked to my brother on the phone and I said, "At least funds for potatoes will be raised for 10 families. Nevertheless, by June 2023, we were able to distribute potatoes for eating in April, in May, in June to 150 families. This work of love was brought about by the light of Christ felt in many hearts of people in Bolivia and abroad who donated to the food security project. And as well, the leading of God fell in the hearts of our Bolivian young adult volunteers. Now the Bolivian youth and I are challenged to raise 7,500 for the seed potatoes that will be given to 150 families in October when the planting begins. It will happen with the favor of the Lord. I believe God works in surprising ways through us and in our lives. If first we let Him heal us from our flaws. He is the divine gardener. Let Him water us with His grace in abundance. When we let Him weed out our fear, hate, anger, greed, selfishness, hypocrisy, and pride, the goodness, compassion, peace, and faith can grow and flourish in us. Then we will be ready to take action to break the cycles of injustice in our world, no matter our age, our social status, our cultural background, or our knowledge. As the yearly meeting ends and as we go forth, what is the next step in your faithful life? Here are two queries as we pray together. Are you willing to say, "Here I am, Lord," to be healed with your power and love? What would that require from you? Are you willing to say, "Here I am, Lord," to be your eyes and hands in this world? Where do you see needs around you?